Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. I'd like to welcome you this evening. I'm standing in for Mary Hollis, our chapter director, who's away actually working the polls this evening. This is Sheila Coley. I'll be your host for this evening, and I'm glad you joined in on our program. I want to share with you a little bit of information about the Next Chapter's Widows Ministry. Over the past, 23 years or so, Mary Hollis has been a widow, and so her and I one day decided to get together, and we began this Next Chapter Widows Ministry, and it was created to help women recover from the loss of that special someone, which is their husband. Widows have no specific identity. You may be young or old, poor or wealthy. You may have children or you may not have any children. Your loss could have been expected or it could have been sudden. While there are many diverse situations, the common link is the marital relationship that was created regardless of the years that you were married. The emotional distress can be just so overwhelming when someone you have shared secrets with, made love with, laughed with, even been angry with, or a host of other scenarios passes, that person is missed. No one can feel that emptiness. Who understands? Who can talk to, you may ask? Who can help me with all of those details? So many details. How do I cope? These are the challenges that widows have that gave birth to the Next Chapter. It is now time to turn to the next chapter in your life. You may not be quite ready to do that, but we're here to guide you along in that process. God is the giver of life. He is also the one who takes it. With the spiritual insight and the personal experience of our facilitators, we want you to feel assured that you are not alone. The Next Chapter shows you love through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions concerning especially those first 3 years that can be very, very difficult. And we have a variety of activities that we encourage you to participate in. One is, of course, our weekly talk show every Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. We're here to encourage you, and we do it at 10 p.m. because sometimes just falling off to sleep and getting ready for the night can be difficult because you've been used to having someone there with you. We also have monthly fellowships once a month, and that's usually held at varying locations. And if you're interested, we encourage you to give us a call or to send us an email or comment or join us on our Blog Talk Radio show for more details. We also have annual events, and some of those events I will share with you at the end of this talk show to let you know where you can join us at. One of the things that we want you to know is that when you cover from your loss, the world may have been shattered when your husband, the one who you love, died, but it is possible to gain joy again. You can recover from your loss. You don't have to feel the grief for a very long time, but those initial period of days, weeks, months, or years, you may have some challenges, and every challenge brings an opportunity for greater self-improvement. You can expect good to come out of this situation no matter how you may feel right now. Allow us to share your grief and to help you through this difficult time because we care and understand. One of the things I want to share with you this evening is actually a few Bible verses that I've been reading over the last few days. And it's found in the book of Ezekiel. And Ezekiel is a prophet that God used in the Old Testament to go and share his word. And in verse 37, in chapter 37, starting with verse 1. I'm just going to read a few of those words, and we're going to share a few words with you this evening. Then I have some other announcements for you. Ezekiel chapter 37, starting verse 1. And actually, if you have your Bibles with you or you want to turn on your electronic devices, fire those up, you can follow along with me. And it reads as follows. It says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them around them. And beheld, there were very many in the open valley, and they were very dry. And he said unto me," this is Ezekiel talking, "and Ezekiel said, God said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And Ezekiel answered and said, O Lord God, you know whether they can live or not. And then God said unto Ezekiel," he says, "prophesy on these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." And then as the story goes on, sometimes we're a little bit familiar with the story of the Valley of the Dry Bones. When I was a little girl, we used to sing this song, the foot bone connected to the ankle bone connected to the leg bone, and so on. I won't actually sing that for you tonight, but that's the verse where the scripture came from. And as the verse goes on, those verses goes on, you know, Ezekiel speaks to the bones, and the bones come together, and Ezekiel looks at the bones, and he says, well, that's fine. It's a skeleton, but, you know, that's not all of that great. And then God challenged Ezekiel to keep speaking and to keep speaking what he wanted. So he prophesied a little bit more, and eventually some muscles and some ligaments and some bone and some skin started to form. And so Ezekiel looked at the valley of all of these dry bones, which were now a valley of corpses. And Ezekiel looked and said, well, this is wonderful, but they're corpses. And then God said, well, keep speaking. And so Ezekiel kept speaking, and he spoke to those four winds, and those winds blew breath into those corpses, and they became alive and stood up as an army. And so the people who had been dead for so long that they actually became bones and very brittle were now very much alive. And what I wanted to kind of share with you this evening is that there are areas in our life that can be very dry and very brittle, and it seems like we just can't get anywhere. We may be bereaved, we may be lonely, maybe struggle with some financial issues. We may have some health challenges, and it just seems like all hope is gone. And that verse is very encouraging to me because it says that no matter what your situation is, God can bring life back into your situation. He can bring life into your finances. He can turn your health around. But the power actually that Ezekiel had was this in his tongue. And we know that there's scriptures that talk about there's being life and death in the power of the tongue. So I want to ask you tonight, think about this question. What are you speaking into your life or what are you speaking out of your life? Is most of your words that you share during the course of a day, whether they're verbal or nonverbal, they could be just thoughts you have to yourself. Are they filled with things that you really want? Are you saying, I can't wait to look forward to a situation getting better, or you can't wait to acquire a new business, or you can't wait till your finances get better, or you're looking forward to your children graduating or grandchildren graduating? Think about those areas. Journal those areas in your life that you're having some challenges with it. You're having a hard time with it. It doesn't seem like it's going to get any better. Write those things down. Do bullet points. Write paragraphs. Get a sheet of paper with no lines and just kind of write all across the paper. But however you choose to do it, just put some things down on the paper and start doing some vision boards. I work with a small group of kids that, you know, we do vision boards with them. They have things like Pinterest, which is a social media application that you can become very addicted to, but it's something that you can do on your phone. I tend to be a little old-fashioned and still get magazines and scissors and glue and paste stuff on paper. But whatever you choose to do, start to speak more positive things in your life. Even when you're having a bad day or you're feeling a little down or you're feeling a little discouraged or you're struggling through one of those phases of grief, decide what is it that you feel that God is leading you to do and encouraging you to do that will inspire you or inspire others, and put those things on your mirror in your bathroom. I know the mirror in my bathroom had lots of post-it notes. I take little post-it notes and just stick them on there. If you don't have post-it notes, you can just get a piece of paper with some tape and stick it on there, or some push pins and put them in your walls. I have post-it notes on my mirror in my bedroom. I have things on my refrigerator. There are times I even put things on a dashboard of my car because God wants us to start speaking more life. He wants us to have life, and he wants us to have it more abundantly. And even though we're experiencing some challenges in our life and we're struggling with whatever you may be struggling with, God never wastes suffering. There is nothing that we ever go through that he wastes. It will be to the good, if not for ourselves, but it will be good. It will be good for others as well. And so we always want to be mindful that that is one of the things that we really have to do in our lives these days. All right, we're having a short show tonight. We had a short show program, but we do have a picnic coming up the last Sunday in June, and we also have our trip coming up in September. And Mary, on next week, I'm sure it's going to give you so many more of those details. And I'm so excited that you all have joined in with us tonight. We're looking forward to hearing you again. And remember, the next chapter loves you. We care about you, and we're always praying for you, because the next chapter wants to honor widows that are widows indeed, which is our Bible verse from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3. Thank you so very much for listening in, for joining our call. And we want you to have a great and blessed evening. May God bless you and keep you, and may heaven continue to smile upon you and find you always inside of God's will. Good night.
river. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's.